You're listening to the Healing Word Podcast with Cindy Hyde. Welcome to today's podcast. Now, let's get into the show.
What's your next question? I don't know if you ever had some tough questions like this right up front. Since she is a believer, she knows which way to go here.
Yes. I've kind of made it a little more difficult on Joan because I wanted to pull out and point out that sharing your faith is not always easy. Not everybody that you share your faith with is going to get it. Mm-mm. There are a lot of terminologies that we use, you know, like salvation that
are
people...
saved.
Yeah, saved, blood of Jesus, you know, heaven, hell, repent. All those words are not normal words used in our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And the normal person normally, doesn't, how many normals do we need here, does not understand those words. They don't have those in their vocabulary. And so you're using, that's why I was giving Joan such a hard time. It's like, even the word church, I mean, do the people in the church even understand the word church, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, and understand how all that works together? But there is a risk that you take when you share your faith.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be scared. Just mm-hmm. take it anyway, because the gospel, the story of Christ, him, you know, born of a virgin, the Son of God, you know, was crucified and buried and resurrected on the third day. All of that is just the gospel in a nutshell. And when you share that with somebody, if you can find words to use in the marketplace, on your job, in your school, wherever you're at, and use words that they could maybe understand a little bit easier. Or if you use those words, at least take a minute and explain them. Don't just expect them to know what you're talking about. Because sometimes, you know, it's like going to the dentist office and he's calling your back tooth a molar. Well, who in the world knows what a molar is unless you're in that realm? Mm-hmm, and so, mm-hmm. you know, you go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. is important. It is important. And you won't understand all that even after we tell you that, because that's why I'm saying you need to be in fellowship with like believers so you can understand that. I remember when I was in my 20s, I started witnessing, and I would take tracts with me, and I would walk up at the college and walk around and tell them, and I start saying, have you been saved? And this guy said, saved? Saved from what?
Yeah, exactly. Saved from what?
So
the flood coming or the...
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So learn the language yourself if you're a new Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an old Christian, then know that not everybody knows the language.
Mm-mm.
And if you're going to share your faith with somebody, do it sincerely. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think, Joan?
That's
do it
right.
sincerely.
That's right.
Because if they don't feel the love of God from you, how else or where else are they going to feel it?
That's true.
You're a representation of God, ambassadors of Christ. And that's another one of those words.
Mm-hmm.
You tell somebody, I'm an ambassador of Christ.
Well, I'm telling you.
Well, but even that one, you know, we just need to share our faith and let them feel the love. Just really love them and let them feel it. Mm-hmm. Let them feel His love through you, because mm-hmm. it's really not our love for them.
No.
It's His love for humanity operating in and through us.
That is
well,
so
I think
true.
You
That's
did a
true.
Great job, Joni, leading me to salvation, as ornery as I was being.
All the terms in Christendom is a little bit different, and it really throws people off sometimes. So I think, but the Bible says that His word will not return void.
That's right.
So even if you say it and they don't understand it, know that God will reside that in their hearts.
Yeah.
And that they can, you know, come to know the Lord. But like Cindy said, you got to feel it in your own spirit, in your soul. You got to feel it and know that it changed your life. Because people want to be changed.
I know it was the love of God for me when I walked in that church, and I felt the love of God
mm-hmm.
in that tangible way.
Right.
And I knew that He was real. I knew He was real.
The East Texas Healing Center is a Christ-centered nonprofit whose mission is sharing the true love and power of God. Connect with them and experience the resurrection power of the gospel in your life today. Visit easttexashealingcenter.org.